Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. The latest New York State numbers as of today, a 2.74% positivity rate statewide, with 30 new COVID-related deaths announced by Governor Cuomo. He hasn't said yet whether any part of the city will go into an orange zone, but said he considers below 3% pretty safe as far as community spread.
How safe is 3? It is so safe that 46 states are now above 3%. If 3% was a national standard, 46 states would be a zone. Isn't that amazing?
In the city, the seven-day average test positivity rate was at 3.11% as of yesterday. We're waiting for today's numbers. This means public schools are still closed to in-person learning and are expected to remain all remote this week, though it's a shorter school week because of Thanksgiving. After that, the mayor has promised an announcement for what's next. Now, some Staten Island parents and a city council member there say if that doesn't include reopening school right away, they want a court to make it happen.
Republican Councilman Joe Borelli blasts the mayor for closing schools last week after the city's COVID positivity test rate hit a self-imposed 3% threshold in a seven-day average.
We know schools are safe, and we also know that not being in school does children irreparable harm, especially in the younger grades, like from K to 5.
But some scientists say that older students may face the same COVID risks as do adults. Borelli already filed a class action suit in state court. Meanwhile, the mayor's office went after Borelli for tweeting out plans to host Thanksgiving with more than 10 guests in violation of state restrictions. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
A maskless wedding at a Hasidic synagogue in Brooklyn was planned in secret so that it could have thousands of guests in defiance of the city and state's pandemic rules. That's according to the New York Post, which reports the wedding on November 8th was deliberately planned in secret to try to skirt the rules because it was the wedding of a grandson of the head rabbi. There were no invitations, nothing in writing, just word of mouth so that authorities wouldn't find out. Video obtained by the Post shows people crammed into the Yetev Lev synagogue singing, dancing, and partying together, not one person wearing a mask. Governor Cuomo today called for an investigation.
It's illegal, and the city should do a robust investigation. If 7,000 people went to a wedding, you can figure that out, right? That's the problem with the secret 7,000. It's hard to keep a secret.
The president of that very synagogue died of COVID-19 last month. Tragedy in Washington Heights this morning. Two women, a 73-year-old mother and her 37-year-old daughter, were killed in a fire in their 24th floor apartment on Audubon Avenue. It happened just after midnight. The fire was contained. No one else was hurt. Giselle lives on the 8th floor of that high-rise building and spoke with 1010 Winds.
Very frightening. They had a fire once before and I was here, and then that wasn't good either. So, you know, those are the things that happen, I guess, in big buildings.
The cause of that overnight fire is under investigation. Another violent clash underground. This happened on a downtown 4 train around 10:15 last night. A man says he exchanged words with a couple of other guys, got punched by one and cut by the other. When the train reached Grand Central, the fight continued on the platform, but by that time, other strap hangers had grabbed one attacker. The victim is recovering. Police are still looking for the second suspect. Remember the ice bucket challenge?
Here to accept the ALS challenge, and I'm happy to donate to this very worthy cause.
Celebrities like Leonardo DiCaprio were on board, posting videos of themselves pouring ice water over their heads to raise money for ALS research. Well, one of the co-creators of the challenge has died. Patrick Quinn was from Yonkers. He was only 37. A message on his Facebook page says, "It is with great sadness that we must share the passing of Patrick early this morning. He was a blessing to all of us in so many ways. We will always remember him for his inspiration and courage in his tireless fight against ALS."
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.